Blog Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right, and you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
Yes, I will.
I wait on you.
Find way.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you tonight. Let's pray and jump head first into the word. And I say head first because I pray that this message will help you to change your mind about some things, to help you get clearer thoughts on some things. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give your people clarity on tonight, Lord God. Open up their understanding, Lord God, that they will understand what they went through, Lord God, was to help them get to another place, Lord God, to help them let go of some things that maybe they wouldn't have let go of otherwise, to let go of some people that maybe they wouldn't have let go of otherwise, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that you always have their best interests at heart. Now, Lord God, I ask that you set me down, Lord God, and that you stand up mightily in me tonight, Lord God. Use me, Lord God, to your benefit, Lord God, that you may get the glory out of it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, my name is Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. The title of tonight's message is Facing Rejection. Facing Rejection. The foundational text comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13, and I will be reading from the Message Bible on tonight. God addressed Samuel, "So how long are you going to mope over Saul? You know I have rejected him as king over Israel. Fill your flax with anointing oil and get going. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I've spotted the very king I want among his sons." "I can't do that," Samuel said. "Saul will hear about it and kill me." God said, "Take a heifer with you and announce, 'I've come to lead you in the worship of God with this heifer as a sacrifice.' Make sure Jesse gets invited. I'll let you know what to do next. I'll point out the one you are to anoint." Samuel did what God told him. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the town fathers greeted him, but apprehensively. "Is there something wrong?" "Nothing's wrong. I've come to sacrifice this heifer and lead you in the worship of God. Prepare yourselves, be consecrated, and join me in worship." He made sure Jesse and his sons were also consecrated and called to worship. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, "Here he is, God's anointed." But God told Samuel, "Looks aren't everything. Don't be impressed with his looks and stature. I've already eliminated him." God judges persons differently than humans do. Men and women look at the face. God looks into the heart. Jesse then called up Abinadab and presented him to Samuel. Samuel said, "This man isn't God's choice either." Next, Jesse presented Shammah. Samuel said, "No, this man isn't either." Jesse presented his seven sons to Samuel. Samuel was blunt with Jesse. "God hasn't chosen any of these." Then he asked Jesse, "Is this it? Are there any more sons?" "Well, yes, there's a runt, but he's out tending sheep." Samuel ordered Jesse, "Go get him. We're not moving from this spot until he's here." Jesse sent for him. He was brought in, the very picture of health, bright-eyed, good-looking. God says, "Up on your feet, anoint him. This is the one." Samuel took his flax of oil and anointed him, with his brothers standing around and watching. Samuel took his flax of oil and anointed him with his brothers standing around watching. Again, the title of tonight's message is Facing Rejection. Samuel made sure Jesse was invited and that he and his sons were also consecrated and called to worship. Do you know how it feels to be called but not chosen? You spent all that time preparing yourself for the big moment, only to receive the biggest letdown of your life. You received the call, but it didn't mean what you thought. You received the call, but it didn't mean what you thought. The person on the other end was only looking at your appearance, but God was looking at your heart, and God said no. Sometimes God sends rejection because he knows that though you look ready, in your heart you are not ready. Sometimes God sends rejection because he knows that though you look ready, in your heart you are not ready. If Samuel had had his way, he would have anointed the wrong person. If Samuel would have had his way, he would have anointed the wrong person. If you had had your way, some of you would be married to the wrong person, working the wrong job, struggling in a career that's not for you, living in a house that's not for you or your income. But God said no. You were all excited, thought your promotion had finally come. You were called into the office only to be told your business proposal was rejected. They liked your ideas, but what comes after the but in a sentence has rejected a lot of people unexpectedly. What comes after the but in a sentence has rejected a lot of people unexpectedly. Anticipating being anointed the next king, seven young men stood before Samuel, only to be rejected. Eliab had been eliminated right off the bat. No, he is not the one. Jesse then called Abinadab and presented him to Samuel. Samuel said, this man isn't God's choice either. Next, Jesse presented Shammah. Samuel said, no, this man isn't either. Jesse presented his seven sons to Samuel, and Samuel was blunt with Jesse. Jesse, God hasn't chosen any of these. Seven no's, seven moments of rejection that will be remembered forever by those rejected. I'm sure many of us can relate. We've had moments where we've been rejected and we still remember. That type of stuff don't go away. You still remember. Seven no's, seven moments of rejection that would be remembered by those rejected. Seven awkward moments of asking themselves internally, what's wrong with me? Have you ever asked yourself, what's wrong with me? Why not me, God? Why not me, God? If that wasn't humiliating enough, they were made to stand around and watch their younger brother get anointed for the position. If that wasn't humiliating enough, they were made to stand around and watch their younger brother get anointed for the position. Losing is one thing, but losing to someone younger than you, Have you ever been made to watch as someone younger got the position, got the man, got the opportunity of a lifetime? Don't be discouraged. Rejection happens to the best of us. Do not be discouraged on tonight, beloved. You joined me for a reason on tonight. God wanted you to hear this word. He wants you to not be discouraged. Rejection happens to the best of us. Jesus, the best man to ever walk this earth, was rejected. Jesus himself was rejected. Isaiah 53:3 from the Amplified says, he was despised and rejected. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, acquainted with grief and sickness. And like one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised. And we did not appreciate his worth. And we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. After being rejected, Jesus felt many of the emotions you are feeling now. After being rejected, Jesus felt many of the emotions that you are feeling now. Sorrow, pain, grief, and just plain sick. Somebody on tonight, grief has you, and you're just plain sick from being rejected. You're just plain sick from the whole situation. He felt unappreciated too, and that's just like you. You feel unappreciated. John 1, verse 11 from the Message Bible. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. You know tonight what it feels like to be unwanted, to be rejected. He came to his own people, but they did not want him. It's a hurtful thing when your own people don't want you. It's a hurtful thing when your own people don't want you. The people you thought would be grateful for your presence don't want you. And especially, out of all people, that one that you want, don't want you. Rejection, dismissing or refusing of a proposal. Rejection, dismissing or refusing of a proposal, idea, etc. Rejection, the spurning of a person's affection. Facing rejection, just how do you do that? Facing rejection on tonight, just how do you do that? How to handle rejection. How to handle rejection. Number one, have an appropriate grieving period. It's okay to grieve, beloved. Have an appropriate grieving period. Number two, talk to a trusted friend. Not just anybody, but talk to a trusted friend. Number three, accept the rejection early. Accept the rejection early. The earlier you accept the rejection and attempt to move on from it, the easier time you're going to have. It will also mean that you won't let rejections in the future absolutely flatten you. Because how many know rejections are a part of life? It happened once and no doubt it will happen again. So if you handle the rejection early, in the future, the next rejection will not flatten you. Number four, do not take rejection personally. This is a big one. Do not take rejection personally. Remember that the rejection says nothing about you as a person. The rejection says nothing about you as a person. Getting rejected is a part of life, and it is not a personal attack. It is not a personal attack. For whatever reason, the publisher, the girl, your boss wasn't interested in a particular thing. Rejection is not your fault per se. Rejection is not your fault per se. The other person or people was rejecting something particular that didn't work for them. They were rejecting something that didn't work for them. Number five, do something else. Get your mind off of the rejection after the appropriate grieving time. And don't let nobody tell you what your grieving time is, your appropriate grieving time. Everybody's different. Six, reframe the rejection. People who talk about being rejected tend to take rejections more poorly than others who reframe the rejection into something that focuses on the situation itself, not them. For example, if you ask someone on a date and they say no, instead of saying they rejected me, say they said no. This way you are reframing the rejection in a way that is not saying something bad about you. Seven, know when to quit. When something doesn't work out, that doesn't mean you should give up, but it's important to recognize when it is time to give up and move on. When something doesn't work out, that doesn't mean you should always give up, but it is important to recognize when it's time to give up and move on. Number eight, don't allow it to control your life. Don't allow it tonight to control your life. Nine, use it to improve. I like that one. Use it to improve. Sometimes rejection can be a part of a wake-up call. Somebody on tonight, you needed a wake-up call, and that rejection, although it hurt, and I'm sorry, I know it hurt it, it was a wake-up call that you needed, and can help you improve your life. Number 10 simply says, stop dwelling on it. These 10 pointers were taken from an article on how to handle rejection. The full article will be available on my Twitter page, my Facebook ministry page, and my Facebook personal page. And I pray that this message was a blessing to you at this time. If you are not in right standing with God, if you're not saved, not in right standing with God, but facing rejection, it will be an even harder thing if you keep rejecting Jesus. Accept him. You need him. Repeat after me. Father God, rejection hurts. And I'm so sorry for rejecting you all this time. I know now I am a sinner, and you are the one and only living Savior. Save me from myself. Help me to change. So tired of trying to handle life on my own. I need you. Come assist me. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the tips for handling rejection was talk to a trusted friend. And so before you go and talk to your best friend, your girlfriend, etc., let's first talk to the friend that'll sit closer than a brother. And just in case you don't know who that friend is God. Let's talk to God. Let's pray. Father God, help us to accept and trust when you say no, though we don't understand. We do believe you always have what's best for us at heart. Help us release all those who have rejected our proposals, our ideas, rejected our hearts, rejected our love. Help us to see rejection as a part of a process that would make us stronger in the end. Because somehow we did have the courage to face it. That must count for something. And that must count for something. We hurt. Heal, Lord. We cry. Comfort, Lord. We are angry. Soothe, Lord. We keep reliving the rejection. Deliver, Lord. Help us to go on from here. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, if there's anybody joining me on tonight via Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer for a specific thing, you can press 1 at this time and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you for joining me on tonight. Press 1 if you desire prayer. Okay, just thank you for being there, but I want you to know that if anything occurs throughout the week and you desire prayer, a private consultation, you can always reach me when I'm not on Blog Talk Radio. You can reach me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. The songs played via Blog Talk Radio tonight were I Don't Mind Waiting by Prophetess Juanita Bynum, and The More I Seek You by Carrie Job. Follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, visit the ministry's website. The website address is prolificfireministry.com. There you can find out more about salvation. You can send in prayer requests that way. You can hear some of the sermons. I'm going to load this one on there. And it's just a whole lot of other things. So please visit the website, prolificfireministry.com, and join me next Monday, same time, same place, when the message will be beauty. You may not be the one society would call beautiful. So much has happened, you don't even feel beautiful anymore. But God wants you to know, coming up to Valentine's Day, God wants you to know that you are beautiful. You are beauty. You are beauty. So join me next week for that. And whoever's on the phone with the 111, I don't answer those calls. God bless you. Have a good night.